SRN News. I'm John Scott.
The United States and China have agreed to suspend most tariffs for 90 days. President Trump cheering that news and says China will open up its market to American businesses and suspend trade barriers.
I think it's going to be fantastic for China. I think it's going to be fantastic for us. And I think it's going to be great for unification and peace.
And news of the reduced tariffs have sent stock prices sharply higher this morning. President Trump visits the Middle East this week. The president will travel to Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and the United Arab Emirates. The Gulf countries hosting him are interested in easing the regional tensions. Ukraine's Air Force says Russia launched more than 100 drones in Ukraine in nighttime attacks. The Kremlin has effectively rejected an unconditional 30-day ceasefire in the more than three-year war. Ukrainian President Zelensky wants to meet Russian leader Vladimir Putin face-to-face in Turkey on Thursday. House Republicans just 30 hours away from starting their most consequential committee votes yet on President Trump's big, beautiful bill. Bernie Bennett has more.
After committee votes this week, GOP leaders are aiming for the budget committee to vote on the plan Friday morning, followed by rules committee consideration next Monday. The real hard deadline for Hill Republicans is August, which is when the Treasury Department expects the U.S. to hit its debt limit X date and run out of cash to pay its bills. The administration wants Congress to act on that by mid-July. Look for top lawmakers to face questions over two weekend developments that pose potential conflicts between the White House and the legislative branch, the gift of a 747 to the president from the Qatari royal family, and the firing of the Librarian of Congress. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Stocks remain sharply higher on Wall Street. The Dow is up more than 2%. This is SRN News. Americans don't trust each other very much.
According to the Pew Research Center, back in 1972, nearly half of all adults said that most other people can be trusted. Today, only about one-third think that. Why does it matter? Pew says, quote, "Trust is the oil that lubricates the frictions of daily life. Trust makes it easier for people to work together to solve problems." Some clergymen are pointing to Matthew 24:12, in which Jesus warned that, quote, "Because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new AP Nord poll finds that most adults agree with President Trump that whether a person is a man or a woman is determined by their sex at birth. About half of Americans approve of how Mr. Trump has handled transgender issues, according to the survey. Most oppose using federal insurance programs to pay for sex change operations on children. This is SRN News. More Democrats may be arrested following a protest last week.
The Department of Homeland Security says more Democrats involved in a protest outside an ICE facility in New Jersey could be arrested. On Saturday, spokesperson Trisha McLaughlin told CNN criminal charges against Democrat lawmakers are on the table. The comments come a day after Newark Mayor Ras Baraka was arrested while trying to force his way into the facility. Three U.S. representatives were also taking part. Bonnie Watson-Coleman, LaMonica McIver, and Rob Menendez. McLaughlin says members of Congress assaulted ICE officers during the incident. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
In Los Angeles, a judge has set dates for hearings and to consider resentencing Eric and Lyle Menendez, the Menendez brothers convicted of killing their parents. That was back in 1989. The judge has set May 13th and May 14th for these resentencing hearings. More details at srnnews.com.